I'd like to talk to you today about the various procedures which we're using in order to change, rehabilitate Homo sapiens. We have a number of processes which we're using with good effect. Some of these processes have a tendency to be a little bit slow, but oddly enough, we have today in being this universe processing, a process which is slow, but is nevertheless the kind of a process that produces a consistent, stable result. Cases go on up the line with this process rather than sag back. Now, the process which you're using straight out is, of course, SOP8C, which includes opening procedure. In view of the fact that a thetan at all times is capable of thought and capable of creating energy and capable of creating space, the processing of space itself as such should not be something that an auditor stays with all the time, on and on and on. In view of the fact that the thetan is senior to energy, processes which use energy are not processes which an auditor wants to stay with, on and on and on. In other words, a thetan is senior to space, energy, and matter. He operates above this level, actually, at all times. Therefore, processes which only address space, address energy, and address matter are themselves capable only of putting a thetan up just so far. And he gets just so far, and he's going to hang fire every time. Actually, space is a bad cutback on knowingness. Space cuts down your knowingness. Just if only from the basis that an individual is here, and he looks over there, well, he has to look at something to know what is over there. Well, just by that all by itself, you see, there's a cutback of knowingness. Same way with energy. If you ever took an intelligence test on a stove or a flagpole, you would find out that it was pretty stupid. Well, a thetan who is being one of these things or who is handling energy itself, of course, is doing less than he can do. So let's take a look at this and realize then that the changing of ideas is the primary process. And that, by and large, is SOP8C. That process is and will continue to remain the key process on this. It's actually a category of all the ways you can change Thetan's mind. Now, you'd say, why don't you just take 8C and run it on out all the way along the line? Well, given a case in the medium state of convulsions, you probably could do this. You could just take 8C and run it on out, and the fellow would be very happy, and everything would come along fine. Well, then, why do we enter energy at all, and why do we address matter and so forth? What do we do this for? Well, there's a certain percentage of cases who are so thoroughly mired down in space and in energy that we have to treat these things in order to get him up to a point where he has some space. Now, of course, he doesn't have any space unless he creates it. Well, such cases are being the effect of space and the effect of energy. And being such an effect, they are so fixated on the space and energy which they have immediately around them in terms of facsimiles, their own universes, other things like this, they're so fixated that to ask them to change their mind will meet, for the auditor, pretty well a blank wall. They just can't change their mind. Actually, they believe themselves in the wrong universe, you might say. They're in somebody else's universe. Everything else belongs to somebody else, doesn't belong to them. All kinds of manifestations take place here. So we have to take cognizance of these space energy factors in those cases which can immediately change their minds and so blow on through clear. Therefore, 8C will produce results on actually the largest percentage of cases that you'll process. Most of the cases you process will regain a great deal of ability and so forth just on 8C. But every once in a while, you will hit a demon. a dog, a preclear who's strictly crowbait. I mean, this guy will be mired down in the middle of space, and it won't be his space, and he won't know where the heck he is, and he can't locate himself, and so forth. Well, what do we do about this fellow? Is there something fast we can do for him? Well, in comparison to other processes, yes, it's very fast, but actually, in terms of hours, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 hours on a bad case, in terms of beingness and universe processing, might be indicated before we pulled him all the way out of it. But we would lengthen the number of hours this individual would be mired down. We'd lengthen it if we just fixedly said, well, all right, we're going to run 50 hours of universe processing and devil take the hindmost when we get to the end of that, why, then we'll do something else and so forth. When, as a matter of fact, you ran about 5 hours of it or something like that, and the fellow was perfectly ready at that time to change his mind. You might very well have produced a considerable result on the case. Now, that's one of the errors an auditor makes. He thinks the case level continues to persist at the case level he started with. He very often will take somebody, he'll call a resistive five, and he will process this person for 10 or 15 hours, and he is still processing a resistive five. He sometimes doesn't even do a reassessment on the thing. He'd find out probably that he had a four by this time, after about 10 hours, and process him a little bit further, why, he'd have even a better case. So somewhere along the line, an individual's going to cut in on a higher case level. Now, we're talking now about tough cases. You take any average case that, with a little vague certainty, can exteriorize, vague. You can probably bring him around to a higher level of beingness in very quick order with 8C, just as given in issue 24G of the Journal of Scientology, just as given. You would do many more things before you got him up to operating Thetan. One of the things that you would do particularly is you would brush up his ability to communicate without a body. But in between these states and up above the level of what we call theta clear, you might say, there's several things that we do have to do. They are not contained in 8C. One of them is the grand tour. We have to shove somebody around, at least this part of this universe, and get him into a situation where he can take this universe or leave it alone. We have to exteriorize him from and interiorize him into many times many solid objects to get him over his fears and terrors of being pushed into traps and so forth. It's impossible to trap a Thetan. Let's demonstrate to him that he can't be trapped. Let's put him in and out of things. Let's make him be inside of things and outside of them and inside of them and outside of them and inside of them and outside of them. A lot of that. And there are various other things that we can do that are on a drill basis. But as I say, the most important of these is the grand tour and exteriorization-interiorization processes. There's also the process of duplication. A Thetan should be able to duplicate anything. The more duplication you ask him to do, actually, the better off he's going to be. And so we have him duplicate solid objects. We have him duplicate nothingness. We ask him to take a look, find an object, duplicate it many times. We ask him to find a nothingness or create a nothingness and then duplicate it many times. Relatively simple, but one which an auditor should remember to do. Actually, that is a step in 8C, so you won't overlook duplication, but you certainly should do that in processing somebody. Well, when it all gets straightened out and you look at it there in front of you, what do you find out as the number of processes which should be undertaken? Well, each time I give you this list, I simply give you this list from memory and experience. It's not too much of a rote list. If you just went ahead and considered it just a rote list that you just groaned away on, why, you wouldn't make much progress with preclears. You have to know how far to go and how fast to go. And that depends on you and your ability to look at the preclear. So we look this over and we find out about the first thing you do for preclear, just offhand, going over this list. You'd run some opening procedure. That'd probably save you maybe 10 hours of processing on this preclear. You'll find out immediately whether or not this individual's going to follow orders or not. Well, here's the breakdown on the percentage of cases which aren't getting results on 8C. They aren't following the orders of 8C. Why? They can't. They're just incapable of doing that. They've got to take another step first. They've got to be assured of the fact that they can guide a body around before they can guide themselves around. They're so fixated on guiding a body around and orienting a body all the time that ask them to suddenly sail into something like, sitting still and finding places where they're not and where other people are not and things like this. They'll just sit there and they don't do it for you. You're the auditor and you think you're issuing the command properly. You probably are. They're nodding. Yes. What are they doing? If you were to put them on an e-meter, well, you would find the e-meter would not be behaving in accordance with your command flow. In other words, you give them auditing orders, one after the other. You just keep giving them auditing orders, and the e-meter's flicking when you're not giving orders, and it's not flicking when you are giving orders, and so on. Actually, an e-meter will move anytime he does anything in 8C. It'll move when he does it. Well, let's take 8C's opening procedure then and find out that this right away will tell you whether or not the individual is going to respond to auditing commands, and it'll get him into a condition where he will respond to auditing commands. Well, this alone is pretty good. He's been so afraid of being in effect so long that he finds he can be in effect without any great injury to him, and he can then relax as far as you are concerned as an auditor. If you don't do that, why, he's liable to sit there many, many hours of auditing, wondering whether or not you're going to bite him or something, or wondering whether or not some of the things that he's doing are going to injure him, whereas he knows to some degree by experience that he can walk across the room and touch a wall without something suddenly blowing up or without the auditor doing something desperate to him. In other words, we acclimate him. How long does it take to do that? Well, maybe only 10 minutes, maybe only 15 minutes. It all depends on how well the guy works. But let me give you another little point on opening procedure. You realize that it's all very well for the fellow to go around and touch objects. How about spaces? How about having him pick out a space someplace in the room, a point in space, and go over and touch it? Your case that will go along and do a fair job of walking around touching tables and things like that may utterly bog the moment you say, all right, find a space over there somewhere in the doorway and go over and touch it. Do you know that you're actually liable to get into a tremendous argument with the preclear? You know, the space is relative to all of the objects, and I locate that spot in space relative to, yap. All you want him to do is get up to a point where he can recognize that there are spots in space. You don't care how he orients them, what he compares them to, or how he straightens himself out on this. The only thing we're interested in is the fact that he can look at space without his attention being whipped over onto matter. There's what's wrong with him, you see. Now, the cases that are really bad off, I mean, that you're having a hard time with, you have a hard time exteriorizing, that are doing a lot of worrying, their thinking machines are running like mad, their direction reversal machines are in full operation, these cases are immediately visible to you when you ask them to touch a spot in space, because they won't touch a spot in space. They don't give you an argument. Their attention will go off the spot in space over on the matter. Matter, you see, has a motto. Matter has a motto, and that motto is stick together. It's really where you get all your brotherhood computations and so forth. It's just an imitation of matter. Matter has this obsession. Matter sticks together. Well, a thetan will stick to matter, too. When he agrees with matter 100%, of course, he's agreed with stick together. So he goes over and touches matter. He's liable to stick to it. He puts a beam on it. He's liable to stick to the beam. So he's pretty leery of this. Well, you ask such an individual who's got one of these computations about stick together or stick on matter or something of the sort, and you just ask him to find a spot in space and touch it, his attention whips over onto the matter. In other words, we have a problem here where he is an effect of all the commands of objects. The command of the object is stick together. Objects really have no other basic command. Of course, in a higher level, matter can say, avoid me, or something of the sort, but basically, matter is saying stick together. Well, you'll catch this case right off and immediately, and you just sit down with opening procedure and remedy that until he can just, with the greatest aplomb, pick out a spot out somewhere in the center of the room or in the middle of the front yard or or above it and reach over and touch it and just bang. He will go through the darnest convulsions before he'll be able to do this sometimes. Well, what you've done there is cured, to a large degree, the compulsive attitude he has about matter. He thinks that matter demands his attention so thoroughly that he can't really get his attention off of matter. All right, there's a little trick with opening procedure. That includes space. Now, you get him to make up his own mind somewhat with opening procedure. You tell him, now you pick out a spot in space or a place, you know, a place, and when you're going to touch it, and so on, just like it says in 24G, no different. Do this for a little while, and you'll find out that the individual has altered as far as commands are concerned. You can give him commands, and he will carry them out without going into convulsions or hysteria. It's a good way to make the person stop avoiding your auditing. Sometimes I've carried on in a session, by the way, when an individual was avoiding very, very badly, and I didn't use opening procedure. I just carry right on, you know, trying to bowl my way through on it, and it was lost time. Every time was lost time. Individuals avoiding the command, arguing something, I'll just throw him into opening procedure. Actually, there's nothing wrong with opening procedure. It doesn't mean a guy is crazy or something of the sort. It simply means that you're just trying to get an auditing, pretty clear team going here. Best way I know to get it going is opening procedure. All right, what would you do with somebody after you've given him a little opening procedure? Well, I'd just turn him loose on HC, step one. And ask him to be 3 feet back of his head and so forth. Well, supposing all these things are pretty nebulous and he doesn't do any of them and he's pretty upset and so forth. Well, I would shift immediately into universe processing, beingness and universe processing. These two processes are actually cousins. They can be put together. They can be run as combined, and a great many interesting things can be done with them. But actually, all you need to know about universe processing is there are three classes of universes. See issue 16G, Journal of Scientology. There are three classes of universes. There's your universe, and that class of universe known as the other fellow's universe, and the physical universe. Universes are the type of the physical universe. Now, these, in essence, are three types of universe. Now, there's a law back of all this, and that is to say that a universe is subject to the postulates of the God of that universe. Let's take the physical universe. Everybody agrees that there's a God someplace and that the physical universe obeys his law, so forth. It's an interesting aberration in itself. Now, it's a little more important, however, when we apply it to Mama. Mama is the God of Mama's universe. Everybody concedes this. Maybe she isn't in her own mind, but everybody concedes that she is. So if your pre-clear is being continuously evaluated for by Mama, and evaluation, of course, can be accomplished simply by changing somebody's position in space, fixing or changing somebody's position in space. Well, Mama changes and fixes the pre-clear's position in space all through his infancy and has changed and fixed the body in space all through the gestation period. Any pre-clear's having a little bit of a hard time. It's sort of a lead pipe cinch that he's probably in Mama's universe. I mean, you can always take a good guess at that one. Well, this means, then, you're asking somebody who is in Mama's universe to change his mind. Well, he is subject to the postulates of the God of the universe he's stuck in. So if he is stuck in Mama's universe, why, of course, he's subject to Mama's postulates. Mama'd go around and say, oh my, what a terrible headache I've got, and oh, how I have to work, and nobody appreciates me, and so forth. This fellow goes right around, and those are commands. You know, they're not just ideas, they're solid commands to him, because he is, you might say, a dweller in Mama's universe. And you'll see this show up very rapidly with a pre-clear, and you start to process this, because great gobs of energy and space points and everything else will come off of him if you hit the right universe the right moment the first time. Bing. What universe is he stuck in? Well, you could put him on an e-meter and start asking him in various ways. One of the ways you could ask him, if a lot of people were giving you orders, a lot of people that you have known back through your life are giving you orders, which ones would be the most effective on you? Well, he won't be able to answer this rationally, but the e-meter will. The e-meter will jump when you hit the key one. And it's usually one that he doesn't particularly suspect because he's fought it so hard and then he's interiorized into it so thoroughly that it seems like him. He just feels so natural in that universe. It's quite remarkable. Well, we have in universe processing a very simple pattern. The simplest pattern on it is just to start asking the pre-clear where something would be safe. That's just the pattern that goes along with it. That's all the pattern there is. Now, let's say we scout around on the E-meter a little bit, which it would be very good sense to do. And by the way, you're operating without an E-meter. It's kind of foolish because the best E-meter ever built was built a long time ago. It's the only E-meter guy needs is that HR-53. It's a very, very good meter. It's the only meter I'd recommend to an auditor. Practically all the work that we associate with e-metering, so forth, was done with that meter. I find out these newer meters are too complicated. Don't need them. But that earlier one, it'll tell you all you need to know. It's very easy to read, all right? If you're operating without one of those, by the way, you can just tack on to your auditing time, 10, 15 hours. You'll make that many mistakes with a pre-clear that you're carrying all the way through. You go for broke on a pre-clear. Why, you'll make enough blunders, enough mistakes. You'll run enough things too long after they don't need to be run anymore, and you'll miss enough things to just add 10 or 15 hours onto your processing. The idea is to process a lot of pre-clears. Even though it seems sometimes hard to procure pre-clears, you'll find out that the more pre-clears you process, the more pre-clears there are to be processed. Doesn't work out when you just process one pre-clear for a long time because everybody gets tired of him talking about his engrams. What you want is a fast process. Well, this is accomplished to a large degree with an E-meter. Let's say we take an E-meter and we just ask somebody questions, which finally tell him what universe, will tell you what universe he's in. You say, well, now let's see, if a bunch of people were giving you orders, whose orders would be the most effective on you? Your father's? You know, it falls off its pin, you probably don't need to go any further. But you know, there's one thing you want to watch with that. There can be a universe too tough for the pre-clear until you've peeled off an easy one. So let's take him out of his last wife's universe, or let's take him out of his dog's universe, or something of the sort. Let's be aware of this, that your case could be spinny enough, be shaky enough on his mental pins, that if you were to tackle at one fell swoop the real universe he's stuck in all the way down the line, let's say he's sold on religion, of course he's stuck in God's universe. If you were to start asking where God's safe right off the bat, bing, 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 the guy would practically spin on you. Because that's the last resort. You see this God's universe as a sort of a dramatization, don't you? I mean, you could the God of the universe, you know, you're subject to a certain set of postulates in a certain universe. Now, if you don't think these universes are actual, you want to take a look in through the left eye of a pre-clear sometime when he's running them. They're quite actual. And they're pieces of mass, there's energy, there's so on. One universe, you see, it gets in company with another universe, and the two of them receive a mutual impact. They get pinned together. They're pinned together by spots in space. Therefore, the keynote of this is spotting spots in space. And you start to run this on some pre-clear, there's only one thing you want to be careful of, is that he's actually spotting these spots in space, preferably meshed universe space. You'll get along further by spotting the meshed universe than just floundering around through these various telescoping universes. You'll at least get him out of the immediate difficulty he's in, which is to say he's coincident with the body, and most of the experiences he has co-experienced with the body have happened in meshed universe space. All right, so that's rather obvious that you should then, to a marked degree, concentrate on meshed universe space. You know, very often he will look around and the universe he's fooling with is about 1 millimeter wide and very solid right in front of his left eye. Well, all right. The command then that is given to the pre-clear to run this is, where would Mama be safe, or where would Mama's viewpoints be safe, or where could Mama look from? You could say any one of these things and you would get there. Or just, where's Mama safe? Now, that's the first thing that was used with universe processing and as continues to produce results, is give me some places where Mama would be safe. Well, now, if he simply says there, Timbuktu, south of Brooklyn, and yep, kick him. He's not doing what you want him to do. He's just talking. The essence of the process is to spot spots in space. Now, you see immediately what I told you at the beginning holds true. This is only as good as a preclear can be rehabilitated in space. That's not very good, but it'll get him up to a point where he can be reached by just changing postulates. Why? You get him out of the compulsive habitation of other universes where other postulates are effective, but his aren't. Let's try to run 8C on somebody who was thoroughly stuck in Mama's universe. And the guy is a little bit bewildered. Why is he bewildered? Well, he just hears all these commands and so forth, and he's working them out. Well, he's actually handling Mother's commands. You know, process. He can't change his mind because that isn't what's wrong. What's wrong is Mama's mind. And his effort to change Mama's mind can be quite arduous and can be quite disappointing. We get him out of Mama's universe, and we find out he can change his mind. How many universes could he be in, possibly? He could actually be in millions. Millions. When you consider the number of universes that he's been up against all down the track and in on out of and so on, it's just very complex. So you want to take a light look at it and get the guy exteriorized. Let me put that down right there. This preclear is being run in this process so you can exteriorize him. You're getting him out of enough universes so that he can part company with the body to a degree where he can be processed without still running 100% of the time the body's universe. You know any preclear that doesn't exteriorize is amongst all of the universes. He's probably in Mama's universe, which you probably have to do something about. He may be in his wife's universe. She may be in her husband's universe. Something is wrong this way. But this person will be counting only on his body's eyes to tell him if he sees, his body's fingers to tell him if he feels, and so forth. Boy, is he in the body's universe. See, if he doesn't exteriorize, he's very, very solidly in the body's universe. Well, the body's universe is kind of an interesting universe. Boy, it's all inflow. Outflow is prohibited. It has demands of food two or three times a day, and it has to work in order to receive. It depends upon receipt in order to live. It can't create energy. I mean, it's an interesting universe, very low scale. The individual who is agreeing with the body's universe is also pinned down at that level on the tone scale. Well, now let's check up a little further on this and find out if there's any other command than some places where your mother'd be safe. Well, yes, you can run a shotgun sort of a thing, actually, with some effect. Asking him simply where viewpoints would be safe. You see, space is a viewpointed dimension, and you could just ask him where viewpoints would be safe. Make him spot places where viewpoints would be safe. Make him go on doing this for a long time. Well, all right. Did it work? Because that's quite important. But actually, this may be beyond your preclear's ability to understand or comprehend. So, if he's having a hard time with this, just ask him, well, where would Mama be safe? And ask him where Mama would be safe until he's pretty well sprung apart.